Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. When I first saw this, I thought it was one of those April Fool's Day jokes. Listen to this.
I am delicate. Authentic, charismatic, sensitive.
What could this be?
Enigmatic.
Oh.
Because I'm not just a dog. I'm Pepe.
What?
Pepe, the new alcohol-free fragrance mist for dogs.
Oh, no.
By Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, no. Are you serious right now? I mean, could there be something any less sensical? That makes no sense whatsoever.
I thought it was April Fool's, like, for real. I thought this had to be a joke until I went to the Dolce & Gabbana website to see, and it's not. It is perfume for dogs made by Dolce & Gabbana.
I mean, how would, number one, all right, Dolce & Gabbana know what a good dog smells like to another good dog, all right? Do we understand that? Or is this dogs to make our dogs more attractive to us? Because there's a word for that. It's called a bath.
Let me read you what it says. Inspired by Domenico Dolce's unconditional love for his loyal dog, Fifi, this alcohol-free scented mist for dog blends fresh and delicate notes of yang-yang, musk, and sandalwood.
Of course.
It's a tender and embracing fragrance crafted for a playful beauty routine. How much do you think this cost? Perfume for your dog?
I mean, I don't know. Doesn't all perfume or cologne cost right around $100?
It's $99.
$99. Oh, it's a bargain. I mean, it's the thing that I'm going to have to give to all my dog-loving friends, I guess, this season here. Most of my dog-loving friends, if they saw something like this, they would immediately throw it out because they'd be like, this has got to be harmful for my dog, no matter what they say there at Dolce & Gabbana.
I just think it's so weird. Like, I don't think it's that nuts because I have bought dog spray.
Okay.
Because Lila, my dog, is very stinky. And also, happy birthday, Lila. We almost forgot it was your birthday a couple days ago.
Wow. Happy birthday, Lila. We'd love to give you a bath.
She gets baths and she's taken care of. She has like an issue with her anxiety that just makes her stinky. I don't want to get into the anal sacs thing.
Okay, please.
But the doctor has explained it to me many times.
All right.
She's reasoning expressive. Why she smells.
Okay.
Right. But like, she stinks.
Yeah.
So I got that spray for her and I used it for a while. And then I was like, yeah, but just it feels wrong.
You just
like,
smell a spray on top of the stink, right? Like, it doesn't really do the job.
I felt bad for her. I was like, let her be her. If that's the way she stinks, that's the way she stinks.
And when my dogs will go outside, if they run around a bit and it's super hot, they'll come in, they'll smell like stinky dogs. They'll smell like, you know, sweaty dogs. But they don't, luckily, we don't have a lot of that expressive gland issues going on there in my house. But you know what I do like is like when their feet, they smell like Fritos sometimes.
That's disgusting.
Sometimes their feet smell like Fritos.
That's disgusting.
Yes.
Why are you smelling their paws?
You can smell it on them. You're like, oh, you're my little bag of Fritos.
Okay.
I smell them and I love Fritos. Just to be clear.
I also want to be clear that I went to the website and it says 100% of people agree that the fragrance is well accepted by the dog. How do we know that for sure?
Right. I mean, 100% of people agree. What? The people that are surrounding weirdo designer when he's like, I think that this will be wonderful. This will be magnificent. And of course, everybody in the room that's dressed weird and has a weird haircut like those fashion people do goes, yes, brilliant, Fifi. No, thank you.
Some secrets are okay to tell, like how using Secret Whole Body Deodorant gives you 72 hours of freshness in more than just your armpits. Use it in sticks, sprays, or creams. Oh, there's just so many stories out of the Olympics. It fills my heart, Raven. It's nonstop.
What are you going to do when it's over?
I don't know. I'm going to be devastated. That's what I'm going
to
be.
I mean, I have to say, it has been very popular this time around.
Yes. Yesterday, Gabby Douglas won gold in the 200-meter race for the ladies, and then there was this come-from-behind amazing win for Cole Hawker in the men's 1,500-meter race.
Saw that.
Oh, it was great. But the list goes on and on, but there's so much more. All the side stories in these sports that are kind of like, you got to dig for them on Peacock to be able to watch them.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that.
Yeah, but there's 14-year-old Arissa True. Listen to her.
So we'll see what the judges think of Arissa True. 93-1-8, Arissa True goes into gold medal position.
Listen to her dad. That's her dad, 14 years old, women's park skateboarding final. She won gold.
That's cool.
She's 14. That's crazy. I mean, she She skates for Australia. We're going to let that slide right now. But still, 14 years old is amazing.
I mean, there's been a lot of young competitors in female skateboarding this time around.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very cool, though.
Yeah, and what does she have to say after she won? What does she really want?
The gift I asked from my parents if I, like, won was if I could get a pet duck because ducks are really cute and I really wanted a pet duck.
Yeah, ducks are cute. Yeah. I've got a friend who's got many, many ducks. He loves them ducks.
If you won gold, would you want a duck?
At 14 years old, you already got a skateboard, right? So, I mean, at 14,
yeah.
You win something, you might ask for a skateboard. She's already got one, so why not?
I want a donkey. Like, if I win gold, I want a donkey.
You know what? I'm going to do that thing that parents do and be like, well, who's going to take care of this donkey?
I will.
Right? Who's going to walk the donkey? And you're like, oh, I'll take care of everything, all that. We know that you're lying, all right? You're not going to take care of everything.
Also, we're talking about history being made. American 20-year-old Amit Alor. She is the youngest ever American Olympian gold medalist in wrestling.
It's done, America. Meet your latest Olympic gold medalist. Amit Alor, youngest Olympic wrestling champion in U.S. history at age 20.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time is that we won women's wrestling at the Olympics, but that's a big deal.
I actually looked at my daughter last night. She's 15. I go, I don't think it's too late for you to go into wrestling. Dad was a wrestler. She kind of just looked at me in the side of my eye. She was like, I'm thinking more about the Winter Games and luge. I'm like, oh, all right. I didn't know you were thinking about that.
Should have locked her up in an arm bar and see how she liked it then. Be like, oh, yeah, you're still thinking about it? Like that now?
But how did she win? What does she credit to winning?
You know what I did today, actually, which is also going to sound crazy, to help myself. I constantly, throughout the day, told myself, you're going to become an Olympic champion today. You're going to become, like, literally again and again and again. I did not stop.
Oh, man, they always say that the power of saying it out loud
manifestation.
And believing, the manifesting and demanding it from the universe.
Yeah.
Raven, what are you going to demand from the universe today that you're going to manifest it and say it out loud? Go!
You know, it's funny. I don't typically go for an item. I just go to survive the day. So I usually just tell myself, this ain't going to kill you. This ain't going to kill you.
Well,
this
ain't
going to kill. And then I'll repeat, I'm winning anyways. I can't lose, which is Denzel Washington Training Day.
But I mean,
he loses, by the way. But if anybody saw the movie, spoiler alert, sorry.
But you do survive every day.
Yeah.
So how do you know if it's the universe or if you're just saying
it? No, it's the mantra.
Okay.
If I don't repeat it, I mean, I might not make it.
All right.
Are you going to ask me what I want if I win?
All right, what do you want if you win?
I would like a Porsche SUV or a Lambo SUV. It's not something I'd ever buy for myself, but if we're handing out things, you can put a duck in it if you want.
I was about to say, I'll get you the duck. I don't know if I'm getting you a Lambo.
Saying, you know, why not?
She's a crazy person, but she's my best friend. I get a phone call the other day, not a text message, a phone call from my best friend, Danielle. And she's like, you'll never believe it. And I was, what? Like, what's going on?
What is this thing? If somebody starts with something like that, you figure it's going to be related to somebody you know or something deeply personal.
And she's like, the Farmer's Almanac doesn't just predict the weather. It predicts all the other things that'll happen and tells you the best days to do things.
The Farmer's Almanac.
The Farmer's Almanac. Like, uh-huh. So listen. So the reason why she found this out was that she was scheduling her hair appointments to get cut for her and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she started Googling best days to get your hair cut. Why? Why would you do that?
I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Because you're a straight crazy person.
Right. I mean, you could just, you know, just pick the day that works for you. Look at your iPhone calendar, maybe.
Nope, because according to the Farmer's Almanac, while she was Googling this, it popped up. The best day to encourage hair growth is August 8th, 9th, and 10th. And to discourage growth, it's August 24th and 25th, according to thealmanac.com.
I mean, what?
That's a real thing.
In what world would anybody, number one, be paying attention to that in the first place?
Danielle was.
And number two, I mean, why would you trust farmers to be paying attention to that?
Who knew? Like, when you think about the Farmer's Almanac, you probably think about this.
The Farmer's Almanac, which was started in 1792, claims an 80% success rate with predicting the weather, even up to 2 years ahead of time.
Right, that's what you think about, the weather, right?
But did you hear the operative word that he said there was claims?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just claims. There's nobody else going, you know what? I paid attention this day. They were right this day. They were wrong that day. Come on, what are we talking about?
No, there's more science.
What?
According to the data that we can find, they use a variation of a formula developed by the founder of the almanac, Robert B. Thomas. He developed this formula in 1792. Only a few people worldwide know this formula.
It's magic secrets.
Magic formula that he came up with, 200 years ago. And again, if we just, tell the story with inflection and emphasis at different parts, then it must be something mystical.
Raven, I am looking at a page right now on almanac.com predicting all the best and worst days to do things this month.
Okay, great.
Okay, let me read you some of these.
All right.
If you are looking to brew beer or cider, August 11th and 12th are the days to do it.
I mean, that's coming up, so get ready, people. It's going to be a busy weekend.
Like to castrate animals.
No.
August 18th and 19th are your days.
I don't need any of that. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
If you want to get married, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. Doesn't give you much time. Next few days, this weekend, you're getting married.
I mean, who wants to get married on a Thursday? But okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I didn't make the Farmer's Almanac.
Right,
I just
clearly. Well,
it.
You don't even know the formula because he won't, give it to you.
Best day to make sauerkraut?
Yeah.
August 28th.
I've already got that in my calendar, so that everybody knows that in the sauerkrauting world. Kraut world.
This one you should put in your phone so you can fail again.
Okay.
Quit smoking?
What day?
August 22nd.
August 22nd.
Put that in.
Hold on.
Go check that day. Are you available to quit smoking on August 22nd? Can you please put that in your phone? Let's try.
It's also a Thursday.
Put that in your phone, and let's see if we quit smoking on August 22nd, will you? Let's see if it actually works this time. You've only been telling me for the last 10 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/drivertech. Paid for by NHTSA.
What is the dumbest reason why you ever broke up with a friend? We were just talking about this last week. We were talking about this on the air. Raven and producer Sean. And it's so funny because trending everywhere is this viral video of this woman talking about why she had to break up with her bestie.
The one thing that would make me cut a friend off, I don't care how close we are, if we're best friends, is if you order fajitas at my birthday dinner. You know that it's my birthday, and I'm the star of the show. And so for you to order a big, sizzling, fulfilling tray of fajitas, what are you doing trying to order something so attention-grabbing at my birthday dinner?
You know what? When the fajitas do come in, it's true that everything in the restaurant kind of stops. Everybody hears them sizzling, and the smell is overpowering to everything. I mean, it's one thing if you're going to go ahead and share those fajitas, or if you say, hey, listen, I ordered us some fajitas. That's one thing, but you're right. Like, you can't do the birthday song as they're bringing in fajitas on the other side of the restaurant. Nobody's going to sing.
She really is the main character of her own story.
I mean, what are you talking about, lady? Like, if somebody wants to order fajitas, order fajitas. She didn't order your birthday cake and eat it and blow out your candle. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Everybody else's meal is coming out at the same time. And for the birthday girl. Now imagine that right before they go, and for the birthday girl, here come the fajitas. And then for the birthday girl, they're like, here's your chicken sandwich. And they just throw it on the table.
Oh.
I mean, I kind of get it. The fajitas are a look at me.
All right.
The fajitas are a little look at me, Louie.
All right. So let's play what's dumber, breaking up with your friends because they ordered fajitas or, Sean, why did you break up with one of your friends?
Oh, she was posting too much on social media, specifically Facebook, annoying posts. It got to the point where she posted so much. I'm like, how do you even work? I'm talking maybe every 10 to 15 minutes she was posting something. It was to the point I saw her in public and she's like, I noticed you're distant to me and you don't really call me anymore. I'm like, because you're annoying.
Yeah.
You know, you post so much, I just don't want to deal with you.
Okay. Well, to me, that makes more sense than breaking up with a friend because they order fajitas on your birthday.
I mean, what if they're taking photos of the fajitas as they're coming out and they're streaming that and their social media posts? I broke up with a friend before because I didn't like the place they go. I had a friend that he always goes to this one bar restaurant, swears the food is good, swears the drinks are good, swears the prices are good. All those things are untrue. I hate that place. Every time I go there, it would be a problem. Last time I went there, there was another problem, and I was like, see? And I haven't been back there since. And you know what? He hasn't called me since about 4 weeks after that.
That's funny. He broke up with you because you don't like his restaurant.
We broke up the same. It's a mutual thing. We're like, you know what? Have fun with your life.
Imagine he orders fajitas at your party.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Also, I pulled a couple of the calls that we got last week. What's dumber?
And I broke up with him because we were on our way home on the bus, and I showed him my favorite holographic shiny polyrath. The card was holographic, so it's a little rarer than a common one. I showed it to him. He liked it. I was sitting next to him. I put it in my backpack, and when I get home, the card is gone.
I mean, I can understand breaking up with your friend because he stole your stuff.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, by the way, that dude was like 8 years old when that happened to him. That was not 6 weeks ago.
Also, I didn't know what he was talking about, holographic card.
It's a card.
But this is my favorite reason why somebody gave us for breaking up with a friend.
Mm. Man, I broke up with my friend, man, because his toes is ugly, man.
His toes are ugly.
Yep. Ugly toes, man.
Wait.
I cannot be out in public with anybody whose toes look like raccoon knuckles.
Raccoon knuckles. He broke up with his feet.
Fair enough. Yeah, I guess. Mean, if you've stated that as a no-no for you, then there you are.
What was so expensive that you just walked out? You're like, nope. Mm. Hard pass on that. You can call 1-800-330-9999. I have these two pieces of art that I bought at like a sidewalk sale. And I have a Taylor Swift poster that belongs to my 15-year-old daughter.
Beautiful.
And I promised her.
Also artwork.
And I said I would get it framed for her room. Now, these three pieces have been sitting on my counter for, I don't know, a month, right? So maybe even longer at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I know what that's like. I've got artwork, same thing. It's been kind of wrapped up in some sort of thing forever, right? Because when you go in there.
So I didn't know how expensive it was to get things framed.
Mm-hmm.
And not like when you buy the stock frames, because these pieces are not like the regular 8x10s or whatever, 11x14.
They're never the right size.
No, you have to get them custom. So I was like, all right. So I walk in to an art framing store and I'm like, hi, I'd like to have these framed, like an idiot. I handed them the Taylor Swift poster, which was like a 17x14 or something like that. So they're doing their thing and they're figuring it out and I'm picking out the stuff and I'm not thinking anything of it. And they're like, okay, that'll be $370.
What?
What?
Oh my gosh.
I paid $20 for this poster. $20. I'm like, $370 to frame it? I was like, no, I'll take everything back. Don't worry about the other pieces. I'm good.
Don't put it in the bag.
No.
Right. You don't even have to write me anything up. This is definitely not going to happen.
I wanted to grab my sidewalk art sale and run out the door at 127 miles per hour.
I mean, it'd be one thing if it was like autographed and it was a one-off. This is a printed poster.
Right. No. So I did not do it. And it's so funny because there's this new report that's out on bargain hunting and it includes the list of things that are priced too high. That you should not buy it.
Yeah.
Number one on the list is gas, which I thought was ironic because gas is the number one thing you do need.
Yeah,
I mean, like you're kind of, they got us over a barrel literally when it comes to gas.
Yeah, no choice whatsoever.
Right. But they're saying the thing that's also too expensive that you shouldn't buy is fast food. And I thought that was interesting because so many fast food restaurants have been saying how their sales have been slipping.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you got to get on those apps. You got to do those specials because if you don't do that, forget it. It is very pricey nowadays.
1-800-330-9999. Monica, what was so expensive that you were just like, hard no?
I am a roller skater. I love roller skating. And I walked in and saw a pair of roller skates for $500. And I said, no.
Oh my gosh.
Get some old boots and nail some wheels on them myself. No.
These are like the classic style roller skates. These ain't no roller blades.
They were amazing.
I don't even know how much roller skates cost. If you said, take a guess.
Handmade, I'm guessing. I like a boot almost. I'm guessing there's a whole lot of ways that you can enhance a roller skate, right? So, you know, wheels, trucks, upgrade that just like you would a skateboard or anything else. You can add some flair to it, too. And then given the fact that you're wearing it on your foot, like comfort, support, all that.
Yeah.
When I say it like that, I don't even roller skate, but $500 seems like a bargain for me.
No, $500. Oh, my gosh. So I looked at womenshealthmag.com for the top 10.
Yeah, top
10.
Roller skates. What do they say?
So this one is $229.
Yep.
These are expensive. How about this one? These ones are neon pink, so they're probably cool. This one's $49.99.
Okay.
Oh, there's like a big variety.
Oh, there's a big variety.
There's a variety.
Yeah.
How about, right. Let me get the roller jersey.
We're acting like we know how to skate backwards. We could have just asked you. The roller rink used to be the jam, though. That was the best place for the birthday party.
I don't know how to roller skate.
Oh, my gosh. They'd have the pizza parties
you
there in an arcade,
out on
Anna.
Life, man.
It was dope.
Yeah, it was never my thing. I'm not good when my feet are moving. I can't see. I can't rollerblade.
Most
I don't know how to
the
bike.
Best when she's in a seat.
Mm. What was the last thing that was so expensive that you were like, nope, I'm not buying it?
I typically know what I'm looking for when I walk into a store and roundabout what the range is going to be. So I don't often experience sticker shock. But I tell you something, I won't pay $100 for a steak. And I love steak. And I've got friends that will do that without blinking an eye.
Mm.
And I'm just like, nope, take me down the road. There's another place where I can get a steak that's cheaper.
On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, this is a good one. Tailoring hems for three dresses and added a shoulder strap to another one was $400.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody took you for a ride.
No, sometimes, like, when you have certain dresses or certain jeans or certain things, like, that they have a sequence or they're double or... Well, I've gotten surprised a few times, too, when I go to get things tailored.
You know what? That's like doctor shopping. You need another tailor. You got to have a backup. You got one person for one thing, another person for another thing. My wife has like three tailors.
1-800-330-9999. What was so expensive you just refused to pay for it? Dean.
I mean, look, call me cheap, but anything dealing with stadium food, I don't get it. I shouldn't have to go and pay for these great tickets and have to spend $1 million on a chicken sandwich.
I went to a show just a few weeks ago. One round of drinks was $57. It was me and my wife. Yeah. One round of drinks.
Ridiculous.
$57. Ridiculous. I didn't walk away with an extra one. That was one drink per each of us.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy.
It was nuts. You know what? I'll apply that to every restaurant visit I got. I will not order a soda at a restaurant.
Why?
Because they're $3.50.
I went to a Broadway show with my husband. We went for our anniversary a few years ago, and I'll never forget it. We like went, and they were like, oh, do you want the double? Because they give you like a big one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were like $35 each.
Wow.
I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to remember the most I'd ever paid for a drink and the most I would ever pay for a drink again.
Does it make you feel better about it now?
No.
I don't know.
It was like a vodka soda. Like, it wasn't like anything.
Imagine if they were like, okay, your bill for each of those is $33 plus $3.50 for the mixer. I'd be like, nope. I will not take that Sprite.
Evan, what was so expensive that instead of just paying for it, you walked out?
Golf clubs. They don't make you better. Getting better golf clubs doesn't make you good at the game. I'm going to a garage sale, so I'm not buying that there. I'm not buying new golf clubs. Yeah, it doesn't make you good.
My husband would argue that point.
I do like those big, like, titanium. It looks like it's the size of a bottle on the end of that sucker.
Driver?
When you hit the S, yeah. And it's so, you know, and it's so lightweight. I like those. Whatever those cost, that one seems worth it.
That's why my husband stopped taking me to the golf store with him. Because every time he would pick up like a new putter or something, I'd be like, are you serious? Absolutely not.
I wouldn't bring you either.
Yeah, he's like, it's better off you just don't come here.
Yeah, I'll let you play on a video game. How about that?
Daria, what was so expensive that you walked out instead of buying it?
Oh, it was a pair of beautiful purple sunglasses. However, they were not pretty enough for me to buy them. When I saw the sticker on that, it said $517, and that is before taxes. Yeah, I walked out, promptly left those right where I found them, and I didn't look back.
Most you ever paid for a pair of sunglasses, Anna?
So there was a time.
$10.
Well, that, right. I mean, why go in the store then at that point, right? I would stay out of that store. But you, Anna.
There was I'm embarrassed to even say it. There was a time where buying expensive sunglasses was very, very in. And I did. I bought a lot of expensive sunglasses in my time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had children. And what I realized is when you have small kids, when Hayden was little.
Yeah, it's a dumb purchase.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the minute they get their hands, what she did to those Roberto Cavallis, it should be a sin against humanity.
You didn't spit out a number.
They were a lot.
Anna and Raven's Olympic Kid Correspondent.
Only a few days left. I'm so sad I'm having such a good time. The Olympics going on now. Every day, a different kid correspondent to let you know what's been going on. Gabriella, you ready to do it?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Are you as excited about them as I am?
Yeah.
It would be hard. Hard, really, to measure up to that, right? So, Gabriella, what were the highlights of the Olympics yesterday?
Yesterday in track and field, USA won 5 medals. Cole Hawker and Gabby Thomas both won their first Olympic gold medals, and Cole set a new Olympic record.
Track was absolutely incredible last night. You know, Gabby Douglas went to Harvard. She has like a whole medical career outside of just winning Olympics. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I thought Cole Hawker, his finish was unbelievable because when I see those long distance races, I got to be honest with you, I never expect to see an American win those, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I see them do well for a while and then I'm just like, nope, at the end of this race, somebody else is going to turn on the jets. They're just built for it better and take off. And his move was great. He said after the race that he can't even remember it. He doesn't know when the move happened. It's like he blacked out during it.
I would think that would definitely happen because you're just like in go mode and you have the adrenaline running through your skin at that point.
What a finish.
Gabriella, do you think that you could be a track star if you really put your mind to it?
Yeah.
And I mean, you would have to start putting your mind to it like today.
Today, right. Right now, you would have
like
to start
immediately
training.
Right now, right? Mm-hmm. Gabriella, how old are you?
11.
Yep. Like, get on that, like, this afternoon. Yep.
The men's basketball team beat Brazil 122-87 to move on to the semifinals, while the women will play today in the quarterfinals.
Do you think anybody's going to be able to touch the USA men? No, right?
Wow. I think they're so focused because it's been closer than they wanted in the past couple Olympics.
And what else do we need to know, Gabriella, that's happening at the Olympics?
The U.S. women's volleyball team also beat Poland to play against Brazil in the semifinals.
I don't know why it's the one thing I can't get into. Mm. I don't know. Even though they've got the Eiffel Tower behind, and I'm going to say something that's very unpopular. I think with the exception of that Eiffel Tower, Paris doesn't have a whole lot going on. You know? Like, I feel like everyone's always talking about the Eiffel Tower.
And the Louvre, court.
Yeah,
right?
They're on top of the tower. They're inside the museum. And that's pretty much all they got. You know? We can't go in the Seine River. People are getting sick.
Yeah. No events happening in the catacombs. That much is true. Right. That would be awkward, I guess.
The USA leads in each medal in total medals. They have 24 gold, 31 silver, 31 bronze, and a total of 86 medals.
It's so funny. Now that USA has beat China for the gold medals.
I mean, it's not over yet.
It's not over. Okay. But, like, you have to hold your breath for, like, the next few days that we can keep that lead because, I don't know, we got some big things coming up. What's been your favorite to watch, Gabriella?
My favorite, maybe the rock climbing. I watched it yesterday, mm-hmm. and I thought it was very interesting.
It that guy looked like Spider-Man climbing up the wall. He beat the world record. It was 4.75 seconds he made it to the top. Like, that was incredible. And I also didn't know that was an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I didn't either until yesterday.
It seems that way with several different events every time the Olympics roll around for me.
Yes.
Which is always cool. You're kind of like, what? You turn it on, you're like, this can't be a real thing for the Olympics. And then you watch somebody do it, and you're like, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, normal people can't do that way.
Right, going back to track and field, what's that random one that they're jumping over hurdles and then they had to land in water in one and keep running? What was that? I was like, that's something that I didn't even know was real until 5 seconds ago.
They call that running from the cops.
No. Well, Gabriella, thank you so much for being our Olympic kid correspondent today. You did a great job.
Thank you.
If you were ugly in high school, you're going to die early.
What?
That's messed up, right? I mean, what kind of nonsense is that?
What kind of scientist can say to another scientist, like, this is what my research project is going to be, and then not be laughed out of the room? Like, that's not right.
According to new research published in the Journal of Social Science and Medicine, which I don't know if is real or not.
That seems totally fake.
But it's on real websites, so I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It says that your high school yearbook photo is an indicator of your lifespan. That's a real thing. And they say what they found is that they looked at a bunch of people from 1957 mm-hmm. and producer
1957,
John.
And then they decided whether they were still alive or not?
Yeah. Producer John is just giggling with tears in his eyes because he thinks this is so funny.
I had no idea why you even asked me to come in here. I had literally until you opened your mouth, I had no idea what the entire premise of this conversation was going to be.
So what they
it's
found.
The most mean girl thing I've ever heard come out of your
right.
mouth.
It's, right, thank
it's
you.
What they said.
It is.
Listen, it's right. not necessarily good for me, John.
So what
does
it say?
Have you seen my yearbook photo?
No. All right. Okay. So what's the premise here?
So what they did is they looked at a bunch of people from 1957. Mm-hmm. They had, I guess, unbiased people rate them on an attractive scale from 1 to 10. And then they found that the people that were not attractive died. So what they discovered and what they did based on this research is they said that if you were attractive in high school, mm-hmm. the chances of you living longer are better versus if you were gross.
I mean, there's no comment that we can make after this, like, I'm going to live or I'm going to die, that makes us feel like, you know, regular human beings here.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We have all of our high school senior pictures.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want us to each look, and on a scale of 1 to 10, uh-huh. we're going to say, how attractive do we think we were?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's start with Raven, who has very large silver hoop earrings on.
Another gold.
gold. It's well, it's a black and white picture.
Right, right.
And a full head of hair.
I mean, look at how thick and majestic my hair is.
It really...
It is amazing
it's,
there, right?
It's pretty great.
Look at that. All the... Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic. Looking at that, I would have thought that I would have lived, you know, for a long time.
Well, you're still alive, Raven.
Well, looking at myself right now, like, I don't know.
One to ten.
Yes,
what do you
I live.
Give Raven as hot as a senior?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll give you a... Mm. As a senior? Oh, yeah. Especially at that time period with the earrings, I would give you an 8.
Thanks. Thank
I'll
you.
Give you an 8.
I feel like an 8.
I'll give you an eight.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Let's do John. All right. What do you think, Raven?
I think John looks maybe like he hit the wacky tobacco before he went into school. His eyes have a nice shine to them. I mean, look at his hair again. Also good.
I have a full head of gray hair now. My hair is basically its original full brown
black. It's
yeah.
amazing.
Do you have freckles?
Right.
A little bit on my nose.
That's
I still got my nose and my shoulders.
You have so much freckles in this picture. You don't have any now.
If I say 7, though, is that hurtful? He gave me an 8, so I'm just going to say 8.
I mean, is that what we're doing now?
I'm going to give him an 8.
Is that what we're doing?
I mean,
feels like he gave me a 7. Let's
move
on.
We're all 8s. All right. All right. Okay. And
right? I mean, you got to feel like you're an 8, right, Anna? We're all 8s.
Oh, I give myself a 7. I have the Rachel haircut.
Yeah.
And I've got the zigzag Rachel haircut.
Is that what you have?
I think I have I think I'm a solid 7.
Solid 7.
Maybe 7.5, maybe on a good day. And that was a good day.
You know, here's the only thing. It's working for you and against you is the over-the-shoulder smile there. Mm. It's the dismissive cheerleader smile. But also,
what?
I'm the cheerleader.
Right.
Come talk to me.
You know why you're great at your job, Anna?
Why?
I'm
going to
give you an 8.
Because you have a great personality. That's why.
Don't say that.
And also, you're an 8. Also, you're an 8. Also, you're an 8. I love my job. Also, you're an 8.
What's this mean at the end of this?
I think we're all going to die in our early 80s, I think, based on this research. So we have some time left.
Okay.
All right. We're going to post these pictures on our Instagram, and you can rate us on a 1 to 10 so we can figure out how long we're going to live.
Oh, God. That's going to be crushing for me.
I think one of the hardest things as a parent is when you bring your kids somewhere that you think they're going to love it and you plan for it and then you get there and they're miserable, which only makes you miserable, right?
It can be hurtful on different levels, right? So if it's something that you think that is an interest of theirs, you're like, oh, how did I miss the mark here? What? You don't appreciate these things. If it's something that you deeply care about and they don't care about, then that's a different kind of hurt.
Mm.
And then if it's something else that was super expensive. Now, it can be all those things combined, too.
Yeah. Producer John, what
that's
happened?
That's a bad day. Well, I got offered an opportunity to introduce a band. You know, somebody reached out like, hey, will you do this? I was like, yeah, sure. And then I was not going to do it because I had my son, but it was very early evening, like 5-6 o'clock. And they said they had, you know, a kid's show before the main band came on. And I was like, all right, cool. There's food trucks. It's a big event. So I bring my son, James, who's 5. And I figure he's going to get a kick out of this kid's show, right? No, this kid's show was terrible.
Aww.
It was really bad. And like, and they tour nationally too, apparently. It was, I don't know.
Everybody's got a racket.
Right, exactly. I showed up and immediately I noticed the sound is bad, which we're all audio nerds. Most people don't care about that. But like, the performance was dumb and kitschy and like it was puppets. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we sit down. I'm like, all right, buddy, let's sit down and watch. He goes, why? And I'm like, well, because it's the kid's show. And then we sit for a couple minutes. He's like, tugs on my shoulder. He goes, Dad, can we go get a burger?
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, we can go get a burger. Let's get out of here. And then we just had to kind of kill time until I had to introduce this band and we could get out of there.
So there's nothing worse than when you think your kid's going to love something and they don't. Like my little one, my 5-year-old Dakota, is a daredevil. Nothing scares her. So in my mind, she was going to be so excited to go to this amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
And she just made the cutoff for a roller coaster. And I was pumped because I was like, the minute I put her on this roller coaster, she's going to be the daredevil that loves roller coasters.
From now on, the rest of her life.
Yeah. We're going to go to all these amusement parks. It's going to be our thing that we do because she's such a daredevil. Oh, that was a mistake. we got on, like, you know, and like, it's not that fast because it was appropriate at the time for a 4-year-old, you know, but it was fast enough up and down. That
Why would you do this to me? Right? I trusted you.
Yeah, it was awful. It was absolutely awful. And I was like, all right, mental note, that was a mistake.
Right.
You know? Oh, my goodness.
Drenched in tears, throwing up. 10 seconds later, yeah, bad choice, bad move.
And it's funny you brought up puppets because the first time I brought her to meet Peppa Pig, like my local mall had a thing where they were coming Peppa Pig.
Oh, local mall dangerous.
Oh, right. And they came and it was First of all, it was a budget Peppa Pig, you know? Like, that wasn't the real Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig
not
was still
quality.
In England.
No.
And she looked at her, and she was like,
it's unsettling. Like, we, like, for the puppet show, we went backstage because I had to introduce this band. So James saw the guy who was operating the puppet.
Oh, no.
The guy who was operating the puppet, like, big dude, beard, biker vest on. Like, this guy is, you know.
That's
you
wild. Know,
this guy's lived a life. And he did not look like the kind of guy who lived a life that led to puppets.
Sidebar, puppets, right?
Well, puppets
there's a
general.
Whole thing.
They scare
right?
adults, too.
You're either
too.
With or you're out.
All right, you're either in or out on that.
It's one of the most disappointing things as a parent. You plan something that you think your kid will love that's fun for them, and then they start throwing tantrums and freaking out, and you're like, I just wasted all my money on this.
Bad choice.
Yeah. What did you do for your kid, and they were not into it? 1-800-330-9999. Amy.
So you know how they have the little ice shows with the, I don't want to say puppets, but the... So we went on the ice show for Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
The little, you know, you go in there. And I thought she was going to love it because she loved the movie, of course. She loved the cartoon.
Right.
But for some reason, when that blue genie came out, she lost it. Screaming hysterical. I don't know if she thought he was a monster or what. I could not get her to stop screaming. We literally had to leave the show.
I felt the same way when Will Smith replaced Robin Williams.
And Aladdin.
What are you gonna do?
Disney on Ice, my kids absolutely love. You know who can't stand them? Me. I am so over them.
Yeah.
And every time they come to town, like, I heard the commercial. I'll be like, no, it's not around here, honey. And now I can't stand them anymore.
You're over it.
There's nothing natural about Belle or Aladdin skating. It doesn't make sense. Why can't they just have regular feet?
Not in the movie.
All right. There's no ice skating in the movie.
That was the thing that was always strange to me as a kid growing up, actually. Now that you said it, like certain shows, okay, they lend themselves to being on ice.
Like what?
A lot of other ones, they don't.
Like what lends itself to being
like
on ice?
Frozen, obviously.
Fine,
because you're...
Frozen. That's it. Name one other one. Name one other one.
No, that's it. I can't.
Right. The last one I went to was Moana on ice. Moana is on an island. She's never seen
right,
ice
I mean,
in her
I mean,
life.
Unless they have a rink. Right? An indoor climate-controlled rink. You know, you're welcome, says The Rock as he turns on the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, if you don't have that, right, it's not happening. Paw Patrol on ice. They're dogs.
Dogs don't ice skate. They don't. Peter, what's something that you brought your child to? You thought they were going to love it, and then they didn't.
This has been breaking my heart. My kid doesn't like SpongeBob. I grew up, I love that show, and it means so much to me, and he just turned 10, and he's, like, starting to get, like, I don't know, maybe it's, like, a contrarian thing, but he's, like, this is stupid. He's annoying.
Grow up, Dad.
Yeah. What can I do except, you know, hope he sees it and comes around. I always thought, like, I remember growing up, I had friends that didn't like SpongeBob, and I obviously there was a metaphor in there, you know. There's an episode where Squidward doesn't like Krabby Patties. I always thought that was, like, sort of subtly about, you know, people that don't like SpongeBob.
Yeah, okay. You're deep diving.
Yeah,
right. Oh, I could go on for hours.
No, that's quite all right. Thanks.
It's funny when you loved a show growing up and you're so excited to show it to your kids and then they don't see what the thing is. That's how I felt with Full House. My whole life was based on watching Full House on Friday night. And the first time I showed Hayden, she was just like, eh.
You know, this is why I don't watch Star Wars with any young children. I don't watch Star Wars with anybody, frankly. Because if you don't like it, I don't want to hear it out your mouth.
And you know I don't like Star Wars.
I don't want to hear it out your mouth.
Like, why is everything not in order? Why do I have to figure out what's happening? Like, it doesn't
make
sense.
Well, there's an easy answer for that. Money.
Steve, now you thought your daughter was going to have a great time at Disney, but that's not what happened.
You know, having dinner, and Jafar came out, and that was a mistake. She screaming and crying. The next day we go to Universal Studios and go on the Jaws ride, and you know when Bruce comes out of the water and he goes like right in a boat?
Yeah.
Well, she was screaming and crying. We got off the ride, she's screaming at us, how could you as parents take me on a ride like that?
Yeah. How old was she?
She was 5.
Oh, my God.
5 years old.
I mean, it's a 30-foot shark. What's there to be intimidated by? Right. Good call, Dad. Right.
What couple?
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make him an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Corner on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. Then you just have to figure out who do you think is right. Crystal and Noah. Crystal, what's going on?
Hi. Well, Noah is, you know, in my eyes, being a little bit just insensitive. His best friend that he's been friends with since grade school is a recovering alcoholic. Two other friends that are also, you know, going through the recovery as well. And with so many people coming to his 30th birthday party, and I know it's just, you know, the biggest thing, we're turning 30, we're entering a new phase of our lives. I don't think he needs alcohol at the party. He ordered a keg of all things. Like, you know, wine might have been a little better, but either way, it's, you know, with so many people that are recovering, I just thought that he should, you know, think of them a little bit before he, you know, ordered that.
Okay, just so I've got this. Noah, you're turning 30. You're having a party. You've got friends coming. I'm guessing that it's not all people that are in a program. Crystal, you're upset because you think he doesn't need a keg of beer there.
Yes.
Okay. Noah, mm-hmm. What's your side of this?
Listen, you know, I'm turning 30. It's the end of my 20s. I don't party nearly as much as I did at the beginning of my 20s, right? I don't get to see large groups of people. I work for a living. I don't get a lot of opportunities to do fun stuff like this anymore, especially now that, you know, I'm settled down, I'm married. I'm not going out like that anymore, and it's my 30th. I want to do it because it's fun. And also, they could just not come if it makes them feel uncomfortable, or they could say something to me, but they didn't say anything to me. I haven't heard from them about this, so I don't really see what the issue is. I don't think I'm being insensitive.
Crystal, do you want it to be a completely dry party, or is the keg that's the thing that's getting you?
I really just think it should be a dry party. I think it would be just better, and then maybe we can do something afterwards, or, you know, at least talk to the friends and see how they can handle it. I feel like, you know, I'm not them, so I can't speak for them, but in my mind, you know, I feel like they're in the early stages, and they may say yes and just, you know, completely ruin the progress that they've made so far.
Hold on. How many people are coming to this party?
Noah?
I invited like 40 people. I'm guessing maybe 30 of them are going to show up.
Okay, so, 35. I mean, that's not like you invited three of your friends in recovery and you invited five people.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a lot of people.
No, I got like family coming. I got like cousins.
And a keg of beer for 40 people is no big deal. Here's the thing. Nobody has to drink it. You're not required to drink it. Listen, if you have a problem or if you're in recovery, you're taking steps to keep yourself sober, you can pick up alcohol anywhere. We all know that. So it's not any easier in front of 30 of your friends at a backyard party than it is anywhere else. If you were having it at a restaurant, there's a bar there. There's somebody to serve it there. If you were going to offer wine to somebody else, it doesn't matter what the actual drink is. They can certainly drink it. So if somebody has a handle on themselves, they're put in situations all the time like that. They wouldn't put themselves in that situation if they couldn't handle it, or else they'd be at a meeting.
Unless they don't.
Well, I mean but how can you, you know, you can't look out for everybody else around you as somebody that's in danger, right? I mean, certainly you could tell your friends, we're planning on having alcohol here, and then they can decide whether or not they're coming.
I know. What would you do? Would you have a dry party if it was three of your close friends that were coming to your birthday party and they were all in recovery?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on?
If three of your good friends were in recovery, mm-hmm. would you still serve alcohol at your birthday party? Crystal and Noah, they're having a disagreement about this. Noah's turning 30 years old, and it's his friends that are in recovery. But he was like, no, I'm still going to serve alcohol. There's 30, 40 people coming, and it'll be just fine. But his wife disagrees.
Listen, it's one good friend, says Noah, and a couple of acquaintances that are going to be there, too. And they have to have a handle on themselves. Crystal doesn't agree. She says, look, you know, the rest of us, we can just go out after if we want to. But I think you create a weird situation if you're like, well, we're going to do a party where there's no booze. There's three of you here. There's 30 guests or 40 guests that aren't going to be able to drink. And then after we're going to go out and you guys aren't invited to that part, that seems weird.
Yeah, but, you know, she also argues we don't need alcohol to have a good time. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999.
Virgin Mary, thank you so much.
Julie, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on the side of the sun. Have the keg. I'm sober 4.5 years myself, and I feel that life has to go on, and he's going to be 30. Have the keg. The friends will be fine, and if they can't handle it, they come, say hello, and then they can leave.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have self-control if you're going to be out there in the world in general, right? If not, you have to remember to take yourself out of situations. It's not to everybody else's responsibility to make sure that you're safe.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Would you serve alcohol at your 30th birthday party if three of your friends that were attending were dry and in recovery? That's the discussion between Noah and Crystal. His wife thinks, why are we going to serve alcohol? You know, you have a whole bunch of friends there. Everybody knows. Like, it'll make it easier on everybody, and we don't need to drink to have a good time.
I mean, I don't know that it's going to make it easier on anybody, really, at that point. I mean, you can't deal with somebody with kid gloves because they had an issue with drinking, right? That's the whole point of them being in recovery and going to meetings, is the support system that they have elsewhere, because everywhere they go, alcohol is pretty much readily available.
Well, that's why Noah wants to serve the alcohol. And he's like, he's like, they're my friends. They want to come. They can come. They know there's going to be alcohol there. They just don't have to drink. But whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hattie.
Definitely no alcohol. I mean, he's recovering himself, correct?
No. No, his friend is recovering. And okay. You know, they're going to bring a couple other acquaintances.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just wrong. It's not necessary.
Linda, whose side are you on?
I'm well experienced with this. I'm actually on his side. My partner, my husband now, of 30 years, is sober. And we go to occasions constantly, and we have occasions at our home. We keep liquor in our home. He's been sober for 25, and no, that's not reasonable. Why would you have two separate occasions and then have someone not come to the second occasion? They're his close friends. They want to celebrate with him. If they're on their path to being sober or staying sober, they shouldn't have difficulty with it. And if they do, then okay, I need to leave because I need to go to a meeting.
You know, it's been my experience, Anna, is that when you're going to do something that you know that some of the people around you may encourage you not to do it or whatever, guess what? You're going to do it by yourself. And that's where a lot of times addictions give you a hard time.
Trevelle, what do you think?
I say they should have the alcohol. I don't drink, but every party that I ever have, I always have alcohol there. If somebody doesn't drink, you don't have to touch the alcohol. There's juice, there's soda, there's water. They'll be fine.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Noah, our audience agreed with you today. You can 100% serve alcohol at your birthday party. Maybe giving your friends a heads up saying, hey, we're going to have drinks there just so you guys are aware. We'll make them know that you're thinking of them. But no one expects you not to serve because they're going to be there.
Thank you. Yeah, see, we got 30, maybe 40 guests. We don't need to have all of them not be able to drink just because a couple of them, aren't drinking anymore. That's just not fair for everybody else. And I'm definitely going to reach out, definitely going to let them know, because I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. But it's my party, and I want everyone to have a good time and loosen up, even though a couple people might not be able to partake.
Everybody has to make their own decisions. Everybody is a grown-up, right? I mean, if you see your friend put themselves in a dangerous situation, that's something different. You can certainly suggest. But here's the thing. As two adults, even if you saw your friend make a questionable decision at your party or anywhere else, you can't stop them. You can only talk to them.
Exactly.
Crystal, I don't think you need to really worry about this, right? Like, I mean, if you and your friends want to keep an eye out, that's one thing. But other than that, I mean, everybody has to make their own decisions.
That's true. And I guess I can see where you're coming from. It is a pretty big deal for your 30th birthday, and I don't want to be in the way of that. But I certainly can help with being a DD for anybody, and I just want you to enjoy your time, babe.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Happy birthday.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,000. Thanks to Secret Whole Body Deodorant, it gives you 72 hours of freshness and more than just your armpits. Use it in sticks, sprays, or creams. Kendra, are you ready to play today?
I am ready.
All right, let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
All right.
$3,000.
Okay, Raven's walking out of here. That big old studio door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, Millie Bobby Brown said she had lobbied to play Britney Spears in an upcoming biopic based off of her 2023 memoir, but Britney shot it down. What is the name of that memoir?
The Woman in Me.
Number two, Zac Efron shared a working out selfie to show he's doing well since he was hospitalized after a pool accident earlier this week. His career catapulted when he played Troy Bolton in what 2006 Disney Channel movie?
High School Musical.
Number three, Snoop Dogg is reportedly making $500,000 a day as an Olympic correspondent for NBC. What is Snoop's birth first name?
Calvin.
Number four, Taylor Swift leads the nominees for the 2024 MTV Video Music Awards with 10. What's the name of Taylor's new album that was released this year?
Dead Poets Society.
Number five, Blake Lively wore the actual Versace dress. I know. Dress that Britney Spears. Let me start again. I wanted you to get that. Number five, Blake Lively wore the actual Versace dress that Britney Spears wore over 20 years ago as a tribute to her for her upcoming movie premiere, It Ends With Us. That movie's going to be out this weekend. I'm very excited about it. Who wrote the novel, It Ends With Us?
Colleen Hoover.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you get that one? And you want to know what, Kedra?
I know. As soon as I said it.
I know. And I mess it up, too. All right. Let me bring Raven back in. Oh, this is going to kill me because he's not going to know that last one. All right, 4 out of 5 for Kedra.
Okay. I mean, pretty good. Let's go $3,000.
She should have won this. Number one, Millie Bobby Brown said she had lobbied to play Britney Spears in an upcoming biopic based off of her 2023 memoir, but Britney shot it down. What's the name of that memoir?
The Woman in Me.
Yes. Number two, Zac Efron shared a working out selfie to show that he's doing well since he was hospitalized after the pool accident earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he hit the bottom of the pool when he dove in, but he's fine. His career catapulted when he played Troy Bolton in what 2006 Disney Channel movie?
That's a High School Musical.
Yes. Number three, Snoop Dogg is reportedly making $500,000 a day as an Olympic correspondent for NBC. If you add the bonuses, $15 million he'll make by the end of the game.
I mean, it's quite something, really.
Oh, my gosh. Right. What's Snoop's birth first name?
Calvin.
Calvin is correct.
Yeah.
Number four, Taylor Swift leads the nominees for the 2024 MTV Video Music Awards with 10.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of Taylor's new album that was released this year?
Tortured Poets Society.
No. Tortured Poets Department. So that means you need this last one to tie Kedra, otherwise she wins $3,000. Number five, Blake Lively wore the actual Versace dress that Britney Spears wore over 20 years ago as a tribute to her in a movie premiere, It Ends With Us, which is out this weekend.
Okay.
Who wrote the novel, It Ends With Us?
I have no idea.
It's Colleen Hoover. Congratulations, Kedra. You just won $3,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Oh, that feels good.
$3,000. What are you going to do with that money?
I don't even know. My son's birthday's coming up.
I mean, don't give it all to him. keep some for yourself.
He didn't give me any answers.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. I'm so excited because I knew you made a mistake, and you knew you made that mistake on number four, but you pulled it out anyway.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. It's Kedra, and I just beat Raven.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.